AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Former President Donald Trump's filed an appeal against the state of Colorado, which blocked him from appearing on that state's ballot because of the Capitol insurrection. Our Sagar Magani reports.
The ex-president wants the high court to review a Colorado Supreme Court ruling banning him from the state's ballot. The decision marked the first time a section of the 14th Amendment prohibiting those who engaged in insurrection was used to keep a presidential contender off the ballot.
He filed a similar appeal yesterday in Maine. Republican lawmakers have traveled to the U.S. southern border, digging in on their demand that border security policies must be enhanced before they'll agree to President Biden's funding request for Ukraine.
President Biden wants a supplemental spending bill focused on national security. It better begin by defending America's national security.
A Muslim leader in Newark, New Jersey's died hours after he was shot outside his mosque. Our Jennifer King reports.
Iman Hassan Sharif was found with multiple gunshot wounds just feet from the entrance to the Masjid Muhammad Mosque. Police were combing nearby cameras to see if they could identify an assailant. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said President Biden was aware of the mosque shooting.
Local law enforcement are all hands on deck, obviously.
I'm Jennifer King.
In Iran, nearly 100 people were killed in a bombing during a commemoration of a military leader killed by the U.S. in 2020. A house fire in Connecticut's killed 4 children. 3 others escaped from the home in Summers last night. Stocks ended lower. The Dow dropped 284 points. Have you heard there's a new breed of dog? The Lancashire Heeler, a small herding dog, has been recognized by the American Kennel Club. This is AP News. A rough end to the trading day on Wall Street.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks fell again as Wall Street's slow start to 2024 carried into a second day. The S&P 500 lost 0.8% Wednesday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.8%, and the NASDAQ Composite fell 1.2%. Some of last year's biggest winners again weakened. Tesla fell 4%. Treasury yields largely eased after reports showed a slowing economy, which economists hope will keep a lid on inflation but stop short of a recession. The minutes from the Federal Reserve's latest meeting indicated rate cuts are likely this year, but called the outlook unusually uncertain. Damian Troisi, New York.
With more aftershocks today, Japanese rescuers are searching urgently through rubble for survivors ahead of predicted bitter cold and heavy rain. At least 73 people are known dead. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.